So I think it's a case of good news and bad news. The good news in advanced economies, so in the US, private demand is strong. So unless there are fiscal accidents, then the recovery should continue. Japan is still doing well. The good news is Europe seems to have started growth again. In emerging market economies, that's where the bad news is. And in many countries, growth has been lower than we expected and has declined quite a bit over the last 2 years. It's a combination of cyclical elements and probably something deeper, a slowdown in potential growth.
What can emerging markets do to manage this changing dynamic?
Emerging markets are confronted to a changing global financial conditions, right? Investors now see that some of the US financial assets will become more attractive, so they are moving. But they are not doing it across the board. They are discriminating. And they are looking at countries which have macroeconomic problems and they're taking their money out. So I think there are two lessons from that. The first one is, if you have macroeconomic imbalances, say a fiscal deficit or inflation too high, you better do something about it. You should have done something about it anyway, but given the pressure from the investors, you really have to do it, right? So that's lesson one. Not all countries have problems. Some are fine, but some are not, right? The other is with respect to these capital outflows. The question is, how do you deal with them? And I think the lesson there is, in most countries, the way to do it is just let the exchange rate depreciate and adjust to this. And it will help. And so far, this is what has happened. And I think that's healthy.
Looking at Europe, does it look like Europe has turned the corner and is finally out of the crisis?
I think the answer is probably, can't be sure yet. Distinction between the core, the periphery. In the core, I think growth has started, but two things have to happen. One for the short one, which is clarification of the bank's balance sheet. Now that's in process, but it really has to happen. The other is for the medium run, structural reforms, so that growth is higher. For the periphery, a bit less optimistic. I'm not sure the corner has been turned, but it may be. There's some good news. On the export front, many of these countries are really increasing exports quite a bit. That's good news. But internal demand is still weak. And so it's a fight between the two. And at this stage, very low growth is still the forecast.